Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's going to be an awesome show. Tonight I have a guest host, and she's an awesome. When I say awesome, this music artist is like beyond great. So, you know,
well, thank you. You know, I try.
Yeah.
Just a smidget.
Let me go and introduce you all to her. Her name is Co-Ed. Corey, go ahead and tell everybody about you a little bit.
Yeah. What's going on, world? Hey, world. Say, let me stop fucking with y'all. Yeah, it's C-O-E-D. I mean, otherwise known as Co-Ed the Rebel. You feel me? Kicking it. KC, what's going on with you, homie? What's going on south of the border?
Man, same old thing. South of the border is hot. Yeah. I don't know.
Man, we cold the shit up here. I ain't lying. I'm putting on a hoodie as we speak. You feel me? So don't judge me. Don't nobody that's listening judge me, because it's really cold out here.
Cold. It should be cold, man. It's hotter than what outside there is.
Shit, over that heating plate.
Man, if I could blow it that far, man, I got ass. I've been blue one time, but it might not make it past Kings and Main.
Damn it. All right, well, I'm going to take all the heat that you got in Richmond, you feel me, and bring it up to Baltimore, and you're going to see some sights, you feel me. I'm going to just Instagram the shit out of all of the sights that everybody's going to see once the heat breaks.
I might blow it down, man. I ain't having a mix, you feel me.
you don't want to see these sights I'm going to post. I'm telling you. It's not the sights that you really want to see. They gonna be crazy. You feel me? They gonna look like who did it and why? Why the fuck did they do that? Where was Jesus at when they was making that decision? All types of things.
I hear that, man. I hear that. So, you know, I do have a guest co-host tonight. You know, so I'm gonna go ahead and put her on the phone. All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's in the bowl.
All right.
She probably wants you to feed it to her and spoil her
ass.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, is this Joy?
Oh, shit. Hello?
Joy, hello?
Oh, my God.
Oh. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I put you on the spot, right?
Yeah, you know what? I forgot that I pressed one, and since you guys are talking, I didn't know if I was, like, in there or not. And, yeah, kind of embarrassing, but okay.
Well, you ain't got to worry about it. You know, it's going to be fun for you, all right?
Yes.
I promise you that. Joy, meet Co-Ed. Co-Ed is our guest speaker for tonight.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, Joel?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, I should have phrased that, like, who pissed you off, because that's what it just sounds like. But a rug. Who ain't going to talk about
that? Embarrassing. Oh, my God. No, I was talking about my cat, because, like, my roommate, he just spoils her, and he'll, like, feed her, like, he'll cook some shit on the side for her. And, like, feed it to her, you know, and she mad because he put it in the bowl. Like, I mean, you already eating human food. Like, how much more is spoiled and ungrateful can you be?
Really? You just going wild out on the pussy like that? Like, that's crazy. That's
no,
crazy.
No, she is really beyond spoiled, and it's just, Yeah, anyways. So there's threesomes and more. I mean, like, what's up with that?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna definitely touch bases on that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and interview Ms. Coed right quick. You know?
Yeah.
All the fans get to know about her. And stay in tune with her. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and get that started right now. So, Coed, how long have you been in the music business?
Man, I've been doing music, like, since I was younger. I actually started out in the choir. Like, my grandmother, she used to play the piano. And I had one of those grandmothers that was, you know, so relevant in the church. She had to be there every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I, like, that was my grandmother, and I was, like, her favorite grandchild, so I had to be there with her, too. So, like, music has always been a big thing in my life, but like, I really started, like, taking it serious when I was in middle school, and we had this talent show, and these two boys, who actually happened to be both of my ex-boyfriends, which is kind of crazy, got up on stage and started doing this freestyle battle. So I always told them, you know, I could be both of y'all at the same time. And they thought I was bluffing till I actually went up on stage and just both of them at the same time. So, yeah.
Okay. So what is your main, motivation in the game? Like, what motivated you to become who you are today as a hip hop artist? What motivated you pretty much?
I felt like I had a story to tell. Like, whether it's me being in a club and the interaction I had with a female, or me being in a club with me and my niggas, or, you know, doing what I did when I was younger in jail and all that, you know, I had a story to tell. And instead of being frustrated, I took my stress out on a piece of paper.
Okay. So, who is in the music industry, right, who is your biggest inspiration? Who inspires you the most as an artist?
We talking about artist-wise or?
Yeah, artist-wise.
I'm going to have to say, believe it or not, Queen Latifah. Like, I don't know, like, she just, like, that. The Ladies First movement was just bananas. Yeah. And even though, you know, I don't walk in the same footsteps as her. Like, that's not what my music pertains to. But, you know, sometimes it does. But just to see how she went from, you know, singing to rapping to producing to executive producer, like, you know, she paved the way for people like me to get out there and actually say something with myself, you know, say something about myself. And not really care about how I said it and who I was directing it to. So, you know, as an artist wise, I would have to say Queen.
Okay. So, here was another question. A lot of artists like this and a lot of artists don't. But I always like to ask it because, you know, I'm nosy, right? So, how is your love life? Like, are you single, you know? Are you looking for a special lady, you know?
Well, you know, even though shit ain't what it is right now, you feel me? I've been spoken for the last 2 years, you feel me? Got a little mini me, you feel me? So I'm actually living the family life over here, so it's kind of like I got two faces on because I'm an artist and I'm a family person at the same time, you know. I do what I does. And anybody that sees me, you know, I love my daughter so much. You see her before you see me. You know, I love my girl so much. You see her, you see me. Like, that's just how we are. It's a magnetic effect. You feel me? I'm the metal, they the magnet.
I hear that. I like that. That was a good That's a good way to put that. I like it. I've never heard anybody say that before. So.
Yeah, no, I ain't never heard nobody bring that out.
Yeah, man, it definitely goes together, you know? What I want to ask you. So can you sing?
Man, I am. You know, I used to smoke. I mean, I still smoke, so I'm going to try and quit. And, you know, you ever tried to sing and smoke at the same time? Like, it's really hard, so.
Yeah, it just don't happen, man.
Let's put it like this. I can hold the note if necessary. I can hold a real good note. Like, yesterday, I actually wrote a gospel song yesterday, and I'm really proud of myself, you know, to everybody that's listening. I'm very versatile. You know, my manager could tell you that, you know, shout out to Heavy Face Management. Diesel could tell you that when I say I'm versatile, like, I throw stupid shit at her all the time, but she'd be like, I like that. But I had to sing it in order to get the tune. I thought I felt okay, but I got thirsty, so I stopped sounding okay.
Shit. Sure. You mean definitely I'll stop dancing.
Yeah.
Hurt.
Like I was parched.
Yeah, that. So, you know, as an artist, until, you know, she's on a little bit, you know, what exactly are your songs about? Like, describe your music to us.
Well, I'm a lover, not a fighter, put it like that. Majority of my songs, I guess it kind of depends on the mood I'm in, and the beat that I hit. But majority of my songs cater to the ladies, and so I guess you could say I'm kind of that Drake type of person. I can switch it up every now and again. But, you know, I cater to the ladies. It's something about the way a girl body moves when it's your song and she feeling the beat and she feeling the hook. It just, you know, drives you crazy for real. So I do songs that drive myself crazy when I see somebody else dance to it.
Okay. You just like to watch that booty, right? Be real.
All right. You caught me. Hands down, you caught me. You ain't gotta tell everybody, yo, golly.
And ain't that nothing wrong with it. You know, we like women. So you wanna watch the booty. Ain't nothing wrong with watching the booty.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I like booty, but if you showing your booty, like, you know, like if your pants hanging down below your ass, I don't wanna see that, mama. But you can go ahead with all that. All right.
Let me ask you another question right quick.
What's going on?
Okay. You heard of the term starving artist before, right?
Yes.
Okay. How do you cope with major obstacles as an artist?
I just deal. You know, it's life. I deal. I feel like I've been through way worse circumstances and, you know, way worse obstacles that I had to overcome. And, you know, through any situation, you always got to look at the positive side. Like, there's always a positive side to it. So, I mean, and there's always a loophole to everything. So, let's say, like, if I'm not looked at as being marketable, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of people still make a lot of bread being in the background.
Right.
Tell you the truth, they make more bread than the actual person that's out there, you feel me? Because they don't have to cut everybody in on a piece of their cake. So, you know, a background person is nice, but if my stuff is going to a person that really don't do it right, then that's when we got a problem. I'm gonna be forced to put my hands on you.
No, I'll do that, man. We got, you know how to hold you down, man. We can't have that.
Yeah.
We can't have that. Y'all heard that, right? So, see, I won't have to put a hands on you. Now I ain't trying to hold it back. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey, you know what it is.
Well, it is, man. Alright, you know, do you feel the economic crunch has hurt the industry, you know, or do you have some other promotional tips to help support your music?
I'm a big word of mouth person. Like, you know, everywhere I go, I make it known that I'm an artist. Or I guess I got that kind of appearance where I look like I do something. You know, mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one of those people that just look like they do something? I guess I got that kind of look. Like, I just look like nigga, you look like you about to do something. You know? Then when they ask me, I say, well, I'm about to go to the studio. Or, why your face like that? I'm sorry, I got a beat in my head. I got some rhymes in my head, or I'm always on my phone. You know, I tend to be on the notepad a lot, typing my lyrics, you feel me? Like, getting into myself. So, word of mouth, basically. And, you know, getting it out there. Networking.
That's definitely, sometimes you are your biggest fan. You feel me? I mean, that's for real, that's mostly, you know, most of the time you are your biggest fan. Nobody's
right.
Going to promote you. Nobody's going to promote you like you promote yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, I give kudos to you for being an independent artist, you know what I'm saying? And all independent artists are all stars of artists with this music, dancing, entrepreneurship, promoting, whatever it is. You know, I tip my hat off to, you know, people that are out there doing stuff, fathers that are trying to get themselves on, you know, on tax. So, you know, proud of you.
Thank you. You sound like a father. Proud of you, son.
I am a father. I'm a lesbian father. You know what I mean? I'm a father. Okay.
I feel.
Well, I get the belt. Don't worry. You get to know me. I get the belt.
Oh, yeah. I don't get the... I give the eye. I give the eye to my little shorty. She already know when that eye come out, you better bring your little ass down 10 notches. You at 20, I need you to be at 10.
I get the belt, man. Some people don't understand. They don't get the eye, you know. They don't get the eye, but they get when you pull that belt off. Come here. I don't even gotta touch it. Boom. You know what I'm saying? I slap on flow. All right, I'm fine. You know, I just I knew, man.
They take you serious with that belt. Nigga, I'm kind of scared over that. The way you talk about that belt, that shit could be a concealed weapon. You better stop playing.
Nah, man, look, I don't hit him. I said, I scare him with the belt. I get the belt, I swap it. I swap it like George Jetson. Like, I ain't playing. Nigga be way across the room and scared him another way. I don't abuse it, but I will scare you.
Get the shit out of you real quick.
Yeah. Well, I will spike it. I'm like, hold on. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. Okay. You know, art and music has an impact on both young and old. Everyone loves a celebrity. So what advice do you have for the studs on the come up or the fans on the come up that's pretty much trying to get themselves known in the LGBT as an artist or mainstream? Like, how do you, what do, you know, what's your advice on that? Like, what would you tell the next person?
Man, and I actually learned this, like, you know, my manager's like my mentor, for real. And one thing I said to her is, like, you know, She kind of asked me, you know, a question that's similar to this. And one thing you got to do is be humble. Like, if you get, everybody can have, you know, city celebrity status. Everybody can have state celebrity status. But once you get to that point where you feel like you can talk to anybody any kind of way, or you can throw salt on people, or, you know, you can look down at the next person like, oh, yeah, I'm going to a $40,000 studio and all you got is a studio in your basement. You know, that studio in your basement is something. You know, right. So you always got to be humble and appreciate what you have and, you know, not, don't take
what they say to you as something to put you down, but take the way that they're saying it to you as, okay, so this nigga think this, you feel me? All right, well, I'm going to hit him with this. Let me go, you go ahead and record in your $40,000 studio and see how bad the quality is of your music, and watch me record in my basement and see how better my quality is with my music. You know, like, you got to be humble. You have to. Because if you're not humble, once you do get to that celebrity status, you're gonna start biting the hand that feeds you. And that's one thing you shouldn't do. Because regardless, once you step out of wherever you're from, and once your city don't respect you, when you come back to your city after all of your royalties is gone, after the world done forgot about you, you got to come back to the city, man. You got to come back to your city.
Hear that. Definitely true. I kind of like, you know, I feel like you feel. You feel what I'm saying? Like, your city is where you are from, and you got to put them on the map. You got to support them. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
No matter, I just feel like, you know, you live, you know, you eat where you live, you know? So, I'm free with that. You definitely got to show your city some love, because 9 times out of 10, most of your biggest fans coming from your city. That's definitely. That is. So I definitely feel you on that. And I like the way you said humble. I like that. I definitely like that.
You can't eat where you shit, Joe.
You know, have you ever did any shows, like, any performances anywhere? Like, or if you have, what was your best performance?
I did a performance at, we used to have this joint called Her Verbal Art, and I feel like that was, which was here in Baltimore, I feel like that was my best performance when I did it with my team. It's a song we had called Go Stupid in the Club. Like, that's my shit. Like, I was just doing some random ass shit and just started going, you know, crazy, crazy, dumb, dumb, crazy, crazy, dumb, dumb, and I put it into a song, and the beat that it went to was like that Michelle and Obama relationship when it came to that song. And when we were in the club, like, every time everybody see me, it's like, go stupid in the club, like, even my daughter walking around the house, like, go stupid in the club. So it's like, yeah, that's crazy. Like, that was my best performance. That was.
All right. Well, my co-host is here. So I'm going to go ahead and log her in right quick, because I know she got some questions for you.
All right.
You got Teddy? Hey, that's Teddy?
Mm-hmm. Think we lost her.
I know. All right. I'm going to keep it right there. She's here. All right. Let me try one more time. Teddy, are you here? She'll let me know. But, yeah. Let's get back to what we were talking about. So, we have any questions for She's on Radio for me, anything. I like to let the artists, you know, ask me any questions or whatever. So if you do have any questions, let me know.
Okay. What do you consider yourself? Like, if you had to put yourself in a role as, you know, entrepreneur, pimp, basketball player, whatever the case may be, what do you consider your role is?
Well, to be honest with you, I have only one role in my life, and that's a child of God.
Okay.
You know, I'm a child of God. Everything I do is God-like. Everything I say comes from, like you said, humble. You know, you got to humble yourself.
If I had to
categorize myself as anything, I would say the child of God. That's what I
hear you. I hear you. Now, one question, and I tend to like to debate with people. What's your whole thought on the same-sex marriage issue? The same-sex marriage, you know, valid, the way that people are, you know, reacting towards it, how is so much hatred coming out? What's your feelings on it?
Same-sex marriage, I feel like this, like I said plenty of times, I feel like who is the government to tell people who they should love and who they should not love? You know, if two people are happy, two people want to be miserable just like the straight people want to be miserable, why can't they? Why can't they have, you know, LGBT divorce courts and, you know, lesbian marriage counselors and, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with two women or two men loving each other? There's nothing. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, you can't tear away two people bond with each other. You know, you're able to love who you want to love. You know, I feel like, you know, society pretty much are big hypocrites to me. A lot of the people in the office are big hypocrites. They tell, like, I was just reading an article about a pastor saying that all gay people should be killed. Okay, so.
That's crazy.
You know, because we're gay, you know, we should be killed. But you had Red Lobster every night, eating crabs and crawfish and stuff like that, where in the Bible it says shellfish is a sin too. So you telling me that your sin is greater than mine? No sin is greater than no sin. You feel what I'm saying? So I just feel like people should stop worrying about themselves and worrying about finding them a boo, and stop worrying about us loving who we want to love. Boo boo.
Right. I hate boo boo though.
Yes. Sometimes I got my little cunt mode too. I got my little alter ego. You know, he's a little gay man named Brian. Sometimes I bring him out.
Okay. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, hold on for 1 second. I think Teddy back. Hold on. Teddy, you here? I don't know what she went through. I'm just going to, I see her here, but she ain't talking, so I'll give it another few minutes.
Maybe her face hit the mute button.
Probably. That's probably what happened. Teddy, if your face is on the mute button, press mute and take it off. Yeah. Got anything else for me before I play your music so everybody can hear what co-ed is all about?
One more question. Where do you feel LGBT music is, as far as like how we can improve, how can we, you know, cross the barriers?
Me personally, I feel that music is music. Music is where it need to be. Music will progress on its own time. People love music. Music is a big part of everyone's life anywhere. And I feel like your orientation doesn't stop you from making dreams come true. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel that, you know, a lot of people blame mainstream, saying that it's hard for people to get in mainstream, or it's hard for people to, you know, whatever, but I just feel like if you hard, if you is as good as you think you are, or good as everybody say you are, and you believe that in your heart, you're stopping nothing to get to where it's at. Because of the fall, look at all the lesbians that be on Wild Out Wednesdays and Freestyle Friday. BET support you, so.
They definitely is out here, like. It definitely is. It definitely is out here.
So, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, if your dreams are big, go for it. Don't blame mainstream. Don't blame nobody. The mainstream ain't trying to hear you make them listen. Go down to the station. Go down to the... You know what I'm saying? The studio, whatever. You trying to get on P. Diddy team, make them believe that. Come on, man. Look at the show he just did, man. P. Diddy ain't all in the country and all that stuff. Well, guess what? She was the best she was the best in the competition for what he picked her up, right?
Exactly.
But, I mean, he's open. So, you trying to get what you trying to get, you better... To get out that bandwagon, baby, you better make it happen.
Hey, that's what's up.
I started. You know, She's On Started with two members, baby. I'm trying to tell you, She's On Started with two members. December 2010, well, no, 2011, I'm sorry, y'all, please don't kill me. No, 2010, yeah, you're right. December 2010, time going back fast. And look at it now, baby. Look at She's On That. You know why? Because I never slept.
Yeah.
I mean, I slept, but I didn't oversleep. You get what I'm saying?
some of the best people say, you know, you sleep when you die.
Yeah.
Money to be made. I sleep when I die.
That's real talk. No, you need your little 6 to 8, but you know what I'm saying? You need to get up, and as soon as you wake up, you need to go back to work. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. If nobody else wants to support you, support yourself. Come on. Like, a lot of people, like, join all these record labels and all that. Like, yeah, you need that. But for real, think about it. Do you really need it? You know what I'm saying? You don't. Come on now. Make a record label want you, pick you up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Faith in yourself, baby. When you got faith in yourself and faith in God, you can do anything. That's straight up.
That's what it is.
Right,
that's the best way you can do it. That's well said, well put.
Alright. Got anything else for me?
I think that's all I got for you right now.
Alright. So what I'm gonna do later, I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and listen to Co-Ed. If you do want to talk to Co-Ed, please press the number 1 right now. After we listen to this song, we go into the line so y'all can talk to her, get to know her a little bit better. She really want to talk to you. So here we go. Press that number 1, ladies. Don't sleep on it. All right?
Here we go.
I love the way you taste.
No problem. fell deep up in the pussy and the walls was dissolving me. So I couldn't just let her be. And the best part about it is she fucked me for free. Hello.
Show me what you want.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want.
Hey, how you doing? Baby always teasing me. Give me good brain. I wonder how she always thinks of me. Wake up to a text like, Daddy, you keep leaving me. And every time she swallows, you would think Shorty be drinking me. I swear that's a bad bitch. She go down real quick. Tongue game so sick that I can't resist. Come up, mouth dry. Swallows won't spit. She say that ain't ladylike and she calls it trifling. Man, she's amazing. It's hard to explain. She my only good for when I'm having a bad day. She wants me pants down and I say okay. She never say she love me cause we ain't got no strings. Her text, and that's a fact. If I leave, she can't get mad if I don't come right back. No questions asked, no commitment rest. And it feels so good not to worry about that, okay. Come in my room and do exactly what you do. Let up, and you, your cousin is with you. You know, come in my room and we can do what we do.
I like that.
Yeah.
thank you, man. That thing was nice. Gave it a little smooth fit. I was definitely digging that move. That was nice, man. Definitely, I love the beat.
Hey,
me and you, hey.
Yeah, I just threw that in. I threw that shit on the end at the humble, bro. I mean, on the humble, I was just like me and you.
I definitely liked that. That was smooth and it was laid back, you know. It wasn't bring me the booty, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, hey, I'm just trying to chill, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, I like the approach on it.
Thank you.
So, you know, ladies, what I want you to do right now, press that one. Because Koi wants to talk to you, even if it's to say, hey, Koi, your music nice, you know. She definitely want to hear that from you.
Yeah, let me know what's up.
Don't be scared. She's not going to bite you, okay? I know everybody probably running. You know how people do. They run, ready, jump through the loops and stuff. So don't run from her. You know? Well, I'm definitely going to send somebody from press one. I'm going to go down the line. All right, are you code 919-7987? What you think about that music? Hello, 919-7987.
Ooh, phone lines crazy.
I'm not. All right, be quiet.
All right, send them what you see. Thank you.
Then you got voodoo phones.
Are you code 804-564? Tell me what you think about that music. Talk to Koi.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Pop.
How you doing?
Hi, Koi.
What's going on, Mama?
Yeah, I love that song. I like that.
That was really nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What did you like about it? Tell her, what did you like about it?
I mean, it was smooth. That's a song that you can listen to. You can lay back and chill to that song. You ain't got to do all that. You know, it's not too much, and you can understand every word that you're saying. like you can relate to that song. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing hard. It's not nothing that you can't understand, talking all fast and all that. It's smooth, and I like music like that.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
You are so welcome.
Okay, okay. All right. We definitely thank you for coming on the She's On Radio. Don't go nowhere because the topic will start in a few minutes, okay?
All right.
Let's go down to area code 804562. She knows I'm going to pick one anyway, but area code 804562. Talk to her.
How you doing, Co-Ed?
What's going on?
I like it. It got a nice feel to it. Remind me like a old school, new school type of thing. So I like it.
That's what's up. Thank you.
And like, you know, it got the new school ring to it, but it make you rock like it's an old school song. So I like it.
Yeah, you definitely can diddy bop to it. You definitely can.
Yeah. So, I knew I was going to get called out, but.
She know it.
Well, yeah, I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, nice talking to you.
All right, same to you.
All right, thank you very much. Don't go nowhere. All right. Let's go to your code 301-456. Talk to Cole and tell her exactly, did you like that song? Let her know.
I do like the song.
Oh, thank you.
It was, you know what? That's something that can actually be played on the radio. I loved it.
Oh, wow. That means a lot. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
No problem. It really had that commercial appeal. I really liked it.
That's what I was going for, too, when it came down to that song. Like, you know, I got a couple things you can't really play on the radio, it'd be too much editing, but, you know, that's exactly where I was going with that song, for real. But thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem, hon.
All right. Thanks for talking to Co-Ed. Don't go nowhere. The topic is coming in about 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go to area code 804-325. Talk to Co-Ed. Did you like that song or not? Let her know.
I did. Hey, Casey. How you doing? Co-Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? How you doing?
It gives a good feel. It's real smooth, real positive. It's like an all-purpose song. You ride to it, you get clean to it, you get in the shower.
I like how you put that an all-purpose song. That was fly. Like it's a cleaner and shit.
Definitely looking forward to hearing it again.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
CD player.
Somebody got to put that in rotation. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's what we definitely looking for because it's going to be in rotation if we get the vote. So.
But you got my vote.
Thank you, love.
All right, talk to y'all later.
All right.
Don't go nowhere, though. We about to go to the topic like right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to bring Joy back on the line. Are you going to stay with us, Co-Ed, or what you want to do?
Yeah, let's rock out. I want to hear this conversation.
Let's go in. All right, I'm going to call in. I'm going to bring in the guest speaker for the night. The guest co-host. And then
yeah.
You can go ahead. We already introduced you earlier, Joe. We're going to bring you into the topic right now because, you know.
Well, I feel ecstatic. I'm ready. Let's do this. All
right. Where you at, Joy?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear
Yes,
you.
We can hear you. Don't be fussing out the pussy.
Don't be what? Nah, she good. She good. Kept my distance from her.
Okay. She's so petty. It's okay, though.
So was good.
So yeah, ladies, tonight's topic is definitely gonna be a hot topic. 2 days ago we was discussing, you know, threesomes, you know. So we're gonna finish up that topic and talk about threesomes. So I wanna know, you know, from co-ed. I want to know from co-ed. I want you to tell me, you know, a threesome's cool in the bedroom, or do you feel like they bring drama, or could they bring spice? You know, tell me a little bit about threesome. Like, how you feel about that?
Man, you had to drop this bomb on me, though.
Man. Hey.
Well, you feel me? Like, I'm kind of in the middle because, and I say that because, you know, I'll try it once. You know,
right.
Like, actually, I mean, my old lady was going to give me one, you feel me? But then I decided that I'm not really comfortable with it. Like, you know, like, I'd be kind of too insecure about the situation. And also, it's just too much vagina for me. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot to do. You know, it's a lot to do. It's you know, being a lesbian couple and adding another female to the mix, that's a lot to do. I don't care what nobody say. You can't tell me it's not.
I agree. I definitely agree.
It's a whole lot to do.
So, Joe, what's your input on it? You know, threesomes, like, tell everybody how you feel about the threesome.
Okay, well, coming from a femme or a feminine perspective, I feel like, personally, a threesome should be had outside of a relationship. Like, I don't want to share my woman with another female. You know, like Cole said, you bring another female into it. So there comes insecurity. There comes trust issues. I mean, now, if I go into a relationship knowing, like, it's open or, you know, we swinging or, you know, we do shit like that, I'm okay with that. I know. But if they just kind of, like, spring it on me, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. It can spice up the relationship, or it could bring it down. So I think with that, you know, it's about security and, you know, like, really trusting your relationship to just invite a woman into bed for a night or, you know, once every 3 to 6 months or something and get it in.
Once every 3 to 6 months?
I'm just saying. You feel me? I'm just saying. But, you know, I just think it's all about, you know, trust and security. I wouldn't do it personally unless I, like I said, go into it knowing it or I'm single. Like right now I'm single. Yeah, but when I'm in a relationship, no, I don't. Because, you know, the girl might like what my girl doing. You trying to call, I'm at work or something. Like, no, like, I don't have time.
Yeah, I ain't got time.
Yeah, it's too much, you know. And I just rather not, you know, deal with that if I don't have to. Now, if I got, a cool-ass female I'm with and we down with it, I'm with it. But it's long, it depends on the situation. Because I'm very open and I'm like, cool. I'm cool with a lot of shit. But just talk to me. Let me know. Don't be trying to do no shit on the slick after it's over with. And I got to find out you fucking around. Like, come on. We can make this a fun filled event. We can just be in a threesome relationship. It's three of us. Go shopping together. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it can be a fun thing. So,
right.
It's just all how you look at it.
Did she say a threesome relationship?
Yes,
she said 3 to 6.
I know that's right.
That's like an annual checkup and shit. Like, yeah, they say, come and see me in the next 3 to 6 months. Like, girl.
I'm just saying, occasionally, you know, if you want to have a threesome, I'm not saying, like, that's what you have to do, but if you want to have one every 2 times a year or something, because, you know, nobody really want to share their partner.
Right.
But it's about satisfying the other partner as well. It's compromise, give and take, so something got to be.
So I definitely agree with you on that. I agree with both of you on the whole threesomes in the relationship. You know, me personally, the freak in me is always down for 2 fams. I ain't doing no threesome with no man or no studs. But in my mind, I have dreamt about threesomes. Who has it? We all human, hell. Come on, tell the truth.
That's the issue to me, though. If you say dude and stud in the same sentence, I feel like you're calling me a bitch.
Yeah, I'm not getting
I don't knock two thugs. I love y'all to death. I support you all the way. When it comes down to me,
hey, that's you. If you like
me,
it, I love it.
It's gonna be me, Lisa Ray, and Evelyn, our bad girl, basketball wise. That's a threesome. That's my dream threesome right now.
You know what, for real? And I would argue with you about Lisa Ray, but you can have her because I want a daughter. I'm just saying, Kai can get it, all the way get it. I mean, all the way. I'm sorry, I'm getting carried away. But yeah, she can get it. Her and Kerry Washington, oh my gosh. Yo, I would drink her bath water. That's how fucking good she looks. Especially in, yo, them two together. Oh, God. I'm just over it. I'm over it.
Yeah, man, them threesome dates. I ain't gonna lie to you, you know what I'm saying? Depends on the couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some couples aren't open-minded. I just feel like if you all gonna do a threesome, like I said, like the other night, you know, y'all need to go down there and get checked, all three of you all together, and do not do nothing until the results come back in, because there's too much stuff going on. Somebody's been to put some bath salts in your poo-poo, and they've been licked and they've been ate it off or something. You know what I'm saying? So,
and then it ate you.
I don't trust that. I need to know where the pussy's been, what's going on, who is this. You know what? To cut it short, I don't even want to do it. You know what I am? Mm-hmm.
Straight like that. Yeah. If a bitch bite my face, I'm killing her. I don't care how freaky you get.
You are on a whole different subject. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying. You feel me? If that's something that you want to do, if it's a threesome that you want to have, you're right. We need to go get checked, because if she do got bad salts in her shit and she try to eat my face, I'm going to kill her.
Right. Lord. I mean, I thought that was off top. Like getting tested. I mean, that goes without being said. I mean, for me. I don't know for nobody until we get tested, because I don't know what you got. You know what I mean? I don't want to catch nothing. I don't have time for all that. We going to get tested, and we going to do what we got to do.
But you know, niggas always try to use that excuse. Oh, he was drunk, and it just had, like, it seemed like
drunk.
when you drunk, you know, shit just happened. Like, yeah, like some people that I know that, you know, did have threesomes or whatever. Oh, we was drunk one day. We was playing a drinking game and da-da-da-da. And then one thing led to another. And the whole time, like, okay, that's something that you wanted to do. And now it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get down like that, man. Don't get me twisted. Threesomes are hot. I ain't going to say I haven't done it before, because I have, you know, 30 years old, so I've done a couple things. But you better believe. A checkup was in the midst of everything. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you are gonna do a threesome, ladies that's listening in, if you are gonna do a threesome, y'all need to go get checked. Y'all need to go down to your doctor, when you go down to the fancy clinic or whatever. Any y'all got in your area, you need to get checked out, because
niggas said I had my papers on my bedside table.
Yeah,
why
too much stuff. Too much stuff going on, man. Like, seriously, it's too much. And yeah, I don't want y'all to get your face bitten off because you ate some bad bath salt poo poo. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna keep going to the bath salt thing?
Man, come on, man. Look, go ahead, man. Look, somebody said this thing on my wall, right? But this face was eating off, and the brain was half eating off, man. And
that was up here.
Man, yeah, that wasn't where Miami, right? What else?
No, you ain't hear about the case up here?
It's another one?
Oh, my goodness. These people are going crazy.
She is late. Yeah, it was one up here. Student from Morgan State.
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
When was that?
This was... This shit happened, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, he was a roommate.
Oh, I thought that was in Baltimore. Okay. But the dude ate his roommate or something, and the brother said...
It was in Baltimore.
Yeah,
that was from Canada.
Yeah, he was from Africa or whatever.
from Africa.
Yeah, man, it's just too much. I'm even talking to people like, hey, look, don't knock me, don't judge me what I'm about to say. I know a lot of y'all gonna be like, look, I ain't giving that shit up. But I'm trying to tell y'all, if y'all do smoke that chronic, y'all do smoke that crack, y'all do do the heroin, whatever you do, whatever pills, or even if go down to the stuff from the pharmacy, y'all need to check that stuff out before you put that stuff in your body, because you don't know who handling your shit. You feel what I'm saying? So y'all need to pay close attention to you, because you don't want to be a zombie or nothing like that. You don't want to go around much with a voodoo or voodoo doll and stuff, and they be in jail and they wonder what the hell happened. You know what I'm saying? So, I need to check that stuff out, man, for real. Even check the Tylenol. Smell it. See if it smells the same way it smelled 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Smell it. Tylenol's on
didn't
recall.
Didn't she say that?
Let me just throw that out there.
Yes, man.
Tylenol's on recall.
I don't care.
I'm pretty bummed.
Check your oatmeal. Check your oatmeal and your sugar. Lord, just check it all. Just smell it. Do something. Put on a Tesla, a barrel. Put on some boiling water just to see if it's... Don't come,
oh my lord!
All this. Look, I'm so serious, man. Look, you don't want to be no zombie.
That's just something
I don't think that's cute. I don't think none of us
want to
be walking around.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Jumping on police officers and making coarse noises and barking at each other. That's not cute. No.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Right. Yeah, I know we were talking about threesome though, but you know. We're going to go ahead and talk about this next topic, because I think this next topic, there's a lot of people that's going through this right now. A lot of women are being cheated on. Right now, significant others and, you know, people they really put their heart into. So,
because
you know,
of reasons.
I want to know from you all, you know, what is your input? I'm going to start with Joy first. What is your input on the whole cheating thing, the whole... going out of the relationship, people that go out of the relationship. What's your view on that?
Cheating. Don't cheat. Stay faithful or stay single. I mean, cheating is pointless, because if you're cheating on your girlfriend and she finds out, of course she's going to be devastated. You're going to make up some lie, try to make it all good. But what if she cheat on you? Then you find out and you are pissed. It hurts. Like, I feel like you should think before you act, because, and I mean, like, we're all adults. I'm 23 years old. I don't cheat. I've never cheated on a girlfriend. I mean, like, it's retarded. It's dumb. I don't see the point, because all it is doing is, number one, putting yourself and your partner at risk of catching a disease or an infection that, you know what I'm saying, that's unnecessary. You and your partner are already together. Y'all good. Test results already exchanged, but you just going out frolicking with all kind of people, and you could be bringing your girl back something in yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about your safety. Is, like, cheating really worth dying? Like, come on now. Like, you need to be safe about it. And if you want to see other people break up, it's not hard. Like, look, it's not working. I care about you, whatever, but I just think I need to see other people. Then you proceed to get tested with them. I mean, keep it safe. If you want to explore and try every flavor that's out there, I mean, just keep it safe and don't cheat. Just break up, period. Just break up or talk to her about it. See, y'all come to a resolution to fix the problem, try and rekindle the flame. I mean, whatever is missing before you break completely up, I mean, talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something can be done, and the relationship can be like 10 times better. Just don't cheat. That's all I got to say.
All right, good point. So, Coed, what's your views on cheating in the relationship? What's going on?
I agree with Joy, but at the same time, we got to be real about some things, okay? In the ideal world, you know, the perfect world, there's no cheating. There's no problems in any relationship. You know, everybody, there's a person out there for everybody. That's in a perfect world, okay? But when you think about cheating, now, by all means, before I go into this, I do not agree with cheating at all. I don't. Yes, I've done it in the past. I have, and I can admit to that, you know, because that's something that I had to go through. That's something that me and my partner had to deal with, and, you know, that's something that she either had to accept it and move on and be with me, or not accept it and leave, however you want to put it. That's you know, how it had to, that's, those were the two decisions. And if I was to stay with you, I mean, if you were to stay with me, then, you know, I mean, I understand that you're not going to forget, but eventually you would have to, you know, start coming to terms with it and try to get over it. But, you know, it's hard. Females are emotional creatures, and, you know, we sometimes don't know how to, like, you know, distinguish our emotions. And, you know, like, when's the proper time to have to feel emotional, or, you know, sometimes we don't have that luxury. So when it comes to cheating, sometimes you have to define what cheating is. Me personally, yes, I believe sex is cheating. I do believe sex is cheating. But I also believe that if you have or are developing any kind of feelings for anyone other than your significant other, I also consider that as cheating as well. So if I'm at work and, you know, my girl is, you know, having conversations with other people, and she would rather talk to another person versus me, the person that she's with, I consider that cheating, because I'm not the person who is supposed to be fully on your mind. And, you know, talking about things that you shouldn't be discussing with other people, like, you know, sexual acts or what they would do or what you would do if y'all was in this situation. Like, I understand general conversation, but at the same time, there's a thing called common courtesy and respect. So cheating not only is, you know, the emotional hurt there, but like Joy spoke on as well, like, yo, we're in an epidemic right now. We're slowly pulling ourselves out, but we're still in there. There's a lot of young people under the age of 25 walking around here with all types of STDs. And the biggest problem with that, they don't want to tell you before you get sexually active with them. And let's be real here. A lot of people don't believe in female condoms. A lot of people don't believe in dental dam. Hell, a lot of people don't believe in putting a condom on when you're in the straight. I'm just saying. You feel me? So when you think in the perspective of cheating, you know, it just having sex with somebody, to me, isn't cheating. But actually having, you know, feelings for someone else besides the person that you're with, I also consider cheating.
Okay. I'm so glad I have you two on the line today. I'm definitely feeling both of your sides. I definitely think, you know, people are definitely going to hear this and learn from it about their own self exact. You know, as far as me and cheating goes, you know, like Coez said, I think, you know, at one point in life, we all had to have cheated on someone, whether it was physically or mentally, because you can cheat mentally as well.
Yes.
You know, I just feel like, if you're going to cheat, we're not going to tell nobody what to do because everybody has their own thing. You get what I'm saying? Everybody know what they want to do. Everybody live lives differently. Everybody do this. But if you are going to cheat, I would like for people to start manning up, whether you're a female or a man up about what you do. Don't go behind somebody's back. You get what I'm saying? I feel like that's a bitch-ass move for you to go lay in the bed with somebody else. And you got a beautiful woman, or somebody when I say beautiful, I mean beautiful inside and out. When you have a beautiful woman laying in the bed waiting on you to come home, but you doing Rokisha on the other side. You feel what I'm saying? Somebody who don't care nothing about you, but what's going on, what you can do for her physically, when your mind bottler is at home waiting on her boo to come home. I feel like
if you're going to cheat, be man enough, a woman enough, to go to your boo and say, look, boy, I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? The worst thing a person can ever hear is hand to her boo, the person that she's giving her heart to, has cheated on her from another person. I feel like that's the worst heartbreak anybody can ever do to anybody, is not be upfront with your partner. Because you don't know what you're getting from that person that you're sleeping with. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're getting from that person that you're sleeping with. So you're sleeping with this chick, right? And this chick got bath salts all in her pussy. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all know bath salts is my topic for the night. Bath salts is all of her stuff, right? So she's taking this bath salt back to her main jank, and she done gave her main jank bath salts, HIV, herpes, syphilis, AIDS, whatever. And she protected from this woman who didn't care none about her. And she done hurt the woman that loved her the most. She hurt her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right, man. You know, I said be upfront. Be real, you know. And like Coed and Joy said, cheating is not right. It's not right. But we all human. You know what I'm saying? We all make mistakes. We're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, since we are talking about going to the left, lady, and going back to the right. So let's talk about open relationships.
It went right with it, man.
Let's talk about open relationships. Like, tell me, you know, Coed, tell me exactly how you feel about women that don't like to commit but like to have a boo drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me pretty much how you feel about open relationships. Yeah, hello?
I think she's probably texting. I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
Well, you go ahead. Joy, tell me how you feel about that.
Open relationships. My first thought when you said that is, what's the point? You know, but I mean, in a certain sense, it's kind of like having a, I guess, a cuddy buddy, but, you know, because it's still like the same. It's like you got somebody that you'll do things or you cuddle up with, but, you know, you like to try stuff on other people. I just feel like you were just single and you had like a main boo, which would be, in other terms, a cuddy buddy. I don't see the point, to be honest. I mean, it's just like, hey, I'm going to agree to fuck on you. You're going to agree to, you know, fuck on me. And once we decide to start messing on other people, then we let each other know. Because to me, when you just, like, have a cuddy buddy, that's like a open relationship. It's kind of like the same to me, you know. I don't think it should be done because you might as well just be single.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's a different way to look at it. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even mind doing it just to experience it so I can get a better feel of it, so I can give a better perspective on it, because I'm just speaking from what I know and what I've seen and, you know, like what has happened in open relationships. And, I mean, if it's a person that's open-minded and free and honest and trustworthy, to where I feel like, yeah, we can be messing around, but, you know, you date other people that say just date, you know. I mean, that would be cool, but I just don't know. Just can't trust me because I don't know what you're doing when you go. So I don't know. It's just trust. I got a little trust issues. I don't know. I don't know.
I definitely feel you on that. As far as the open relationship, I guess you call them people cuddy buddies. I guess that's what you call people. Hold on for 1 minute, Joy. Everybody, I want everybody to welcome back. Teddy is here. Teddy, talk to me.
Hello.
Yeah. Now my call out, everybody. All right.
Hello.
You know what I mean? So Teddy, we pretty much talking about open relationships. Like, how do you feel about those?
I don't personally do open relationship, but to each his own. If you do them, do you, and be safe while you doing it. have an open understanding with your partner if that's what y'all do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But you just got to have that trust in somebody to where you can truly feel like you can trust this person with your safety, you know, as a human being, like, because it's open. Like, commitment is a better way to go, you know, because I trust you. I'm with you all the time, you know. I know what you do. Like, you, I don't know what you're doing when you go out and see other people or what you're doing. You don't know what they have. Me and you good, but you don't know what they done recently contracted, and it's like, hey, I'm going to give everybody I get a chance to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, I'd rather be safe in a relationship. And if I'm in a relationship, I know my girl gave me something. I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her. That's what I'm going to do. But I know that she gave it to me. I'm going to kill her. But I know if I'm risking getting an open relationship, I don't know. I could get it from 10 other people that have been brought it on down to her, and now she gave it to me. So I can have that and something else I might not know about. You know? So, I mean, it's all about safety and protection.
I definitely feel both of you all. I agree with you all. I also disagree. Don't beat me up. Don't kill me. You know what I'm saying? Open relationships. Yeah, a minute. To me, don't kill me, y'all. Don't judge me. Open relationships to me can really boil down to a lot of emotional problems with the two people. I don't care what anybody says. If that nookie tastes like a cookie, y'all know doggone well them feelings are coming in straight. I don't care what you say. If it's that good stuff or she putting it down like it needs to be put down, some feelings are going to get in somewhere, somehow. Ain't nobody, like, you know what, a lot of people like front. They like it front, like, man, I can hit it and quit it, you know what I'm saying? But ain't no doggone well that stuff good, but I ain't never had no cookies and cream tasting looking like that before. Ain't nobody put it on them like that before. Shout out to you all, man. The first thing in there, I'm about to wipe this. Come on, talk to me. Be real, right? Come on. You ain't got to act on it, fellas, but you feel it some type of way, right? Come on. See, look, she got to think, but look.
No, look, okay, I'm going to put it like this. Good sex is good sex. Now, it's so funny that you, like, kind of put that situation out there because recently, oh, God, I went to Cali and I hung with this girl or whatever, and, you know, things happened that shouldn't have happened, and, you know, I was like, well, this is not what I'm about to do. I'm not going to go here, so, you know, I didn't go through it, but I get back out here. And, like, she called me, she texted me, and I'm just like, really? See, that's that bomb right there. That's that bomb. But you got to be careful who you get this bomb to. And she is trying to be, like, our girlfriend, wifey, trying to be in a relationship. Like, I'm going to school for law. Like, I don't have time to cater to your relationship, your feelings right now. I want to get some and go on about my business. I don't have time to be a girlfriend, okay? But, yeah, you got to be careful with the bomb. And, just be safe about it, really. I mean, shit. I mean, some good sex is good, you know, period. Which would be good, true. I don't know.
But long story short, she still caught feelings, right?
Yeah, she did, but I didn't. All right,
see? All right, but somebody caught feelings in the equation, right?
But she did.
So, and just imagine, come on now, just imagine y'all been the same city at the same time right now. And she had these feelings for you, right? So you already know she's going to be pressing the issue more and more and more, right? Come on.
No, but I told her straight up. She told me I need to just save my bomb and keep it for her. And I said, no, this is mine, and I'm not ready to be in a relationship right now. And, like, you know, she was kind of like, oh, you know, like, she was like, when you come back to Cali, you know, you don't let me. No, like, no, because, I mean, I don't like the way she talked. Like, she referred to women as bitches, and it just seems so vulgar, you know, like, yeah, bitches, and
I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's a lot of factors that play into that, and that's why I can't, like, give her this, you know, this good all the way completely, because then I'm going to have even a more worse situation than what I'm going through now. Like, crazy. She caught feelings and I didn't, and I let her know. Basically, I was like, hey, it happened. This is what it is. And, I mean, I'm not looking for nothing out of it. You know, they're controlling this and possessing. Like, no, I already see too many signs right now, and it's just, it's too much. It's too much. So she needs to relinquish her feelings and, you know, there's something else.
Well, I definitely feel like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and hit these callers right quick. We got a whole lot of callers.
Oh, goody. I want to hear that answer.
I said she's on radio. Please call in right now. Already code 646-716-6977 to all the callers that do want to talk to KC Teddy or Joy. Please press the number one. Right now, we're going down the line. Please make your comments brief. We have a lot of people to talk to. So I'm going to start at area code 804-325. Talk to us. Let us know what is your opinion on cheating, open relationships, and brief.
Hey, bro, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, fam. Just real quick, the whole cheating thing, I like to address the Joy. I feel where she's coming from. But I was put in this situation, and I was in a relationship for 2 years, and during a hurricane, we were separated for a long period of time. During that time, I got really sick, and I thought I was dying. I thought I was going to die. They had to do major surgery. Before they did the surgery, my ex had came around, and she was supportive of me going through everything I was going through. Again, I understood that my girl and I were separated, and we could not be close like we really wanted to be. But I needed her to be near me. I needed her to be with me. And for a brief moment, I made a mistake. I slipped, and that was with my ex. I told her about it. I was upfront with her about it. You know how you femmes are, y'all women. Y'all get emotional right from your feelings. You cuss us out. You hit us a little bit. You can't believe we betrayed you. And, you know, I was really hurt by that. I think I was even hurt by seeing the pain I put her through. And that's why to this day I tell myself every day, I remind myself of what's really important in a relationship. Is it that momentary gratification, or is it that lifelong partner that's going to love you and in health and be there for you? So I understand what you're saying about cheating is not worth it, because you're right, it's not worth it. But I do think there are situations that you can be put in that can, your mind plays tricks on you. Emotionally, you're vulnerable, and things happen. And I do think you deserve a second chance if that person is really sincere in what happened. And another thing, guys, I wanted to hit on KC. Yesterday we talked about threesome, and I asked my girl online, Fifi, you there, boo?
Mm-hmm.
I asked if I could get one. And I was just joking and playing, and she said yes. So we talked about it all night long and this morning and today, and I realized that it wasn't the idea of me having a threesome. I just wanted the security in knowing that she loved me enough that she was willing to put aside her qualms about it and do something that would make me happy. And I don't want the threesome, but it was just nice to know that she was willing to do that for me.
Aww. Right.
I know, I can't believe it either, Casey. I can't believe it either.
I can't believe that.
For the open relationships, I'm sorry, but they just greedy. God gives you one person to spend the rest of your life with. That should be enough. If you have to have an open relationship, you shouldn't even call it a relationship. You should just
Thank
be butt buddies. Creep hour partners. You know, bumping ugly partners, whatever you want to call it. But not a relationship. A relationship is something sacred and should be respected.
Amen. That's definitely true.
Well,
I definitely want to thank you all. Oh, you
were
about to say something?
Oh, you know, just shout out to the Palace, you know, all my fans and friends out there, give us a call, holla.
All right. Y'all heard that? Call the Pat. Go and give him a number. Go ahead and give him a number.
Oh, yeah. 712-432-4906. That's 712-432-4906. Sexy studs, hot femmes, great conversation, games, everything, man. All
right, y'all ladies heard that. Check that out. That's some hot stuff. I want to thank y'all for coming on She's On Radio. And don't go nowhere because we might be back to you.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right, I'm going to area code 202-248. Talk to us. Hello, area code 202? All right, she's hung up. Sorry. Please, ladies, if you want to talk to us about those topics, press that number one right now. We're going down the line. Area code 410-805. Talk to us.
Hey, Casey.
Hey.
How you doing? What, who is this?
The Princess of Baltimore.
Hey, how you doing? that's Sea Fry, y'all come to Sea Fry. That's definitely the Princess of Baltimore right there, Miss Chanel.
Hi, I've been listening tonight. I'm interested in the topics.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for 30 minutes to talk.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, tell us what you're thinking.
Okay, so what was the question again? Talking about open relationships?
Yeah, talk to us.
I don't understand them. I kind of agree with the last person. I don't see the point of saying you're in a relationship. How can you truly be committed to two different people? How can you really be in an honest relationship with somebody? You sharing feelings with somebody else? Like, that part I don't understand. I don't agree with them, but, I mean, hey. To each his own. But I just thought to say hi.
Hey.
I definitely agree with you on that one right there. That is definitely selfish.
I just feel like this is drama. Because,
yeah.
like they said earlier, like, feelings are going to come sooner or later. Somebody's feeling some sort of way. And then what do you do when the people that you're dealing with, they get involved even further emotionally? Like, what about their feelings? And that's not
right.
What you want to do when you're the one in the middle. Like, how does that work out?
I couldn't even tell you. I agree with you. I mean, how does that work out, Joy?
I mean, I just feel like, I mean, you can tell when somebody's getting feelings, and that's when you need to be like, hey, I'm feeling a different vibe. I feel like maybe we need to slow this down or just kind of like, you know, wing ourselves. Because, I mean, in an open relationship, like everybody's saying, I feel like it's really pointless. You know, like that's just a cuddy buddy. You know, at least if you know you fucking just with one person, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you're a little bit more safe, you know, versus being with this one person. Then you go out and hump on whoever else you feel like humping on. That's not commitment. I'd rather be with just one person. And, you know, hump on down and do whatever I need to do with this person. I don't want to risk, you know, like, but I'm just saying, cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
So far, cut it off, because it's going to be a headache. It's going to be drama for no reason. And they already knew going into it what it was. So
that's true. I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Just cut it off.
Yeah,
no,
man.
That's right.
That, I don't know. I like the one person. I've never really had the opportunity to go out, and that's never really been my style. I don't know. Miss Chanel's a lover. I like to commit myself to that one person for real and give them my all. I don't know.
Aww.
What?
Aww.
I'm a sweetheart. You know that.
I know that's right. And that's the way to be, you know. That's the way to
that's
be.
That's
all right.
You already see my thing. I'm telling you, I'm going to be naked all weekend. I ain't got time.
Oh, Lord. Y'all hear that?
Shit, naked. Wait a minute. Hold on. We need to.
Tell me I can't take my clothes off at the club. How be a stripper and I can't take my clothes off?
Oh, Lord. There will be a new club. A new club. That's VA for you. I can't change them laws, baby. Well, I'm going to protest that, though. I'm going to protest it. You best believe. I'm going to vote.
Doing
I'm going to vote.
Yeah, as many people you got coming to Sheep Pride, I bet you we can get enough signatures.
For real. That's going to be, look, that will be the first 400 signatures right now. 400, 500
right.
signatures. You gonna
I'm telling you, write up a petition and put it at the door, and while everybody coming in, tell them to sign it on their way in.
And put two big titties on the top, right?
I told you I was going to go to the commissioner's office and just put on a show and see what happens.
Oh, I don't know, girl. Man, I won't do that here.
I'm gonna go to
hell. Oh, my work,
I don't know. Hey, it be the most professional guys. They be the freakiest people. I'm trying to tell you. I've met some people in my heyday, man.
No, that's
terrible. But yeah, I don't know about that open relationship stuff. I'd rather just be single and have fun. All of that.
Yep, that's what you should do. Be single. You ain't got to worry about cheating on nobody.
Exactly.
Have three threesomes if you want to. And you know what I'm saying? You don't need an open relationship. If you're single, you're single. Do what you want to do.
Exactly.
Right. You ain't got to worry about no feelings getting hurt but your own. You feel me?
Exactly.
Your own feelings or something, that's your fault. Yep.
And you got to control. Don't be getting no feelings. Do what you need to do and go on about your business. That's the problem.
Right.
You want to protect some feelings. Leave your feelings in there.
Make sure whoever you watch you licking don't have bath salts. Straight up. For real.
Yes,
make
please.
Sure you do not have powder and stuff around it. That's not cute.
Ew. No. And it's not sticky before you get down there. You don't got to pry their lips apart because that's just nasty. Something ain't right.
Y'all
and it's already milky down there. You ain't done nothing yet. You need to double check and rethink what you about to do. That ain't right.
Might have you zombie fast, huh?
Yeah.
Why am I stuck on this zombie stuff? I'm so
I
mad.
I don't know, because I've been listening to you talk about zombies. I don't care what y'all talked about. You done brought a zombie up, and that's just
sick. I don't know what's going on with this bath stuff. I just think it's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, Morgan State, that's too close to home for me, man. That's like 15 minutes away. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff is up here. It's up in DMV, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I not even see a motherfucker with his ass open at me, man. Look. That's some crazy stuff right there.
Make you feel like you need to carry around a gun or something, like...
On a big ass machete.
What the hell? You need to carry around a big ass ammo, beat the hell out of his ass. I say knock the teeth out. If you knock the teeth out, they can't eat you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the first thing you need to go for. You need to go for the teeth and the head. Like beat him in the head and beat him in the teeth. There you go.
Oh, God.
You're a mess.
Hey, I ain't got no other way to be. I like being a mess.
I'm getting my belt.
But I definitely want to thank you. Hey, Shanae, I want to thank you for coming on here. We got, like, a whole lot of people trying to talk.
Yeah,
so
let
go
them
right
talk.
Down the line. Don't go nowhere, though, because I'm coming right back up the line, all right?
Okay, I will see y'all at Sheep Pride, just in case I'm not on the line. August the 3rd through the 5th, get the tickets. They're going fast. You don't want to miss the show, everybody.
All right, thank you for the support, Chanel.
No problem, love. Anytime.
All right, talk to you later.
Later.
All right. All right, how you code 202-248? Talk to him. Hello, how you code
202-248?
Hello. Hey, how you
doing? I'm fine,
and you? I'm fine. I see somebody look
kid. I get that a lot. Well, my name is Star. I just wanted to comment on the whole open relationship thingy. I just really think it's very pointless. Like, I can't see myself laying down with somebody that's laying down with a whole bunch of people. That's just not safe at all. And no matter how you look at it, it's never just about sex. Emotions are always transferred. So I just don't see the point.
Indeed.
That is
a good point.
That's right.
That's a good point.
So what are your thoughts on cheating? Like, you know,
cheating? Ooh, I'm not for that at all. if you're not ready for a commitment, then don't put yourself in that situation. Just, you know, stay single. Do you. Because you're hurting somebody's feelings always, whether it's the person that you're cheating on or the person that you're cheating with. It's just too much.
Yeah.
Right. That's true, because the person that you're cheating with will always want you to be the person that you're cheating on. So
right.
That's definitely true. That's
right.
Definitely true. So, are you in a relationship?
Currently, no, not anymore.
Okay, so, all right, we'll put me and you in a situation, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, say me and you, we talking or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you to have a threesome with me and another woman, you know, Evelyn, our basketball wise, you know, you get what I'm saying. But, what would be your thought on the whole, you know, me being your significant other asking you to have a threesome with another woman? Like, what is your views on threesome in a relationship?
That would definitely be a no. I don't like to share, for one.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, obviously, you know, this is not what you want. That's how I'm looking at it. If you have to go out and find you another woman to add to the equation, then something's not right.
Right.
So that's enough.
That's indeed true. That is indeed true. Well, where you calling from?
In D.C.
I know it. I already knew it. 202. I already know it. I just want to hear you say it.
Girl,
you know, I definitely want to thank you. DMV is in the building. Well, thank you for stopping by talking to us.
You're welcome.
And I'm not going nowhere because, like I told everybody else, I'm going down and I'm coming back up. So
all righty.
Have any comments or anybody else, whatever they got to say. Good. I'm going to come back to you and speak on, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Going down the line of area code 301-613. Tell me your views on cheating, open relationships, and threesomes. Talk to me.
It's a very touchy subject. Open relationships, no go. But as far as cheating, my question to you all is, what happens when you're with somebody and they just do everything against what you do? Like, they push you away, and the only thing you can do is turn to somebody else. Then what do you do?
What do you do in a case where
you're not having sex with the other person, but you just got to turn to this other person for emotional support?
Okay, if you're not emotionally attached to the person that you're with, committed to, then you need to get away from that person. Because, you know what I'm saying, you need to, in your relationship, you need to be happy. It's all about you. You know what I'm saying? It is all about us. You know what I'm saying? But when it boils down to it, if you're not happy and the us becomes a you and an I, then it's not a team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you don't need to state anywhere that you're not happy. I don't care what the situation is. If they're not giving you anything mentally, because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. You hear that before, right?
Yeah.
So if she doesn't have you mentally, and she doesn't have you, look, forget all that other stuff. If she don't have you mentally and emotionally, what's that for anyway? Because if your mind not there, the sex not there. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The sex never going to be good if the man ain't there. Come on now, because the man tell you what to do. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, why cheat? Tell her straight up. Be 100. Hey, look, you're not doing it for me no more. You know what I'm saying? Look, I can't take this. I have found whatever it is that she wasn't giving me and to another woman, and I'd rather just be either by myself or I'd rather talk to her. I don't know how you want to say it, but me comes first.
Exactly. But what happens when that same person wants to hold on? Like, you're trying to say, let's break apart because your ass is some shit in our relationship. What happens? They just want to hold on for what?
Why hold on now? Why wasn't she holding on when she had you? Why let you go? Why let you go into the arms of somebody else? You feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Come on now, you a beautiful woman. I already know you're a beautiful woman because you're a woman. You created by a man above. You know what I'm saying? So I know you're a beautiful woman. So why let somebody come and treat you like that, no matter what they did. Like, if they don't have your mind, then they definitely did something. You know what I'm saying? So you don't deserve to be treated like that. And they don't deserve to be laid over by you going to somebody else, straight up.
You know? Right.
So I just feel like, you know your worth. Know what you are. Know who you are. Know what you like and what you dislike, and take only what you can take. Don't never go no for anybody.
Okay. Well, can we think about it this way? Like, if she is feeling that way, lack of emotion and mental stimulation from her girl, I mean, and that's it. If I was in that situation, I would talk to my girl like, hey, this is what it is. I'm not going to, like, you know, if I'm getting into somebody, I'm going to get myself out of that situation until I fix this situation and decide whether or not I'm going to leave it. Because if I decide to be intimate with somebody else, I'm going to be torn beyond comparison because I still care about my current girl, but I'm sleeping with this other woman because she fulfilled me emotionally and stimulates my mind and, you know, do everything my girl isn't. Maybe if you talk to your girl, y'all can work on something. I mean, it's always ways to improve the relationship versus giving up, like, right off the bat. Like, hey, babe, look, I feel like I deserve better. You wasn't like this. Or, I mean, you know, I think it's other solutions before cheating or just giving up. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what a relationship is about. If she was feeling that way, I feel like you would want her to tell you, like, babe, look, I feel like this is lacking and we need to do something or try, you know, or go our separate ways. Like, can't do that. But, I mean, you know, I don't think we should resort to cheating right off the bat. You know what I'm saying? Like, detach yourself from that situation because the one you already in is uncomfortable enough. You feel me? Like, and
right.
The person that, you know what I'm saying, like, comforting you, no doubt, but they got to pull themselves back because then they going to get involved with your feelings and y'all going to be connected intimately as far as sex and you know, with the mind and the emotion. So you still trying to break it off with her, but now you really feeling her. You might just go, fuck you, I'm over it, you know, and then that might not work out. You know, it might have just been something for the time being. Then your feelings are hurt, you feel me? So
right.
Always, you know, just try to talk it out. And if y'all can come to a mutual understanding, by all means, let it go. Because you're not happy. Like KC said, you know your worth, you're beautiful, and you deserve to be happy off top. So, you know, just, I mean, think about every aspect because if it was vice versa, I know you want her to let you know. You know what I mean? Versus emotionally being connected to somebody mentally because, like, coercion, that is cheating. It's cheating. You know, so you cheating on her in more ways than one.
Yep.
Right.
The mind is, to me, the mind is more powerful than the pussy. The pussy is powerful, but the mind, like, come on now.
Yeah.
When somebody got you mentally, man, that thing is bold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's hard. You need that mental
stimulation. I would rather somebody have me mentally than have me physically. Like,
hell yeah, that's the biggest
thing. I'm just sexing anybody, you know what I'm saying? Just sexing anybody. She don't got your mind, baby. She ain't got nothing. Like, you know. I mean, yeah, talking is okay. Yeah, communication is the key to a relationship. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, before you talk to anybody, you need to talk to yourself.
Of course.
That's just real talk. Talk to yourself, 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 yourself. Just come on now. If you had, like you said, definitely do talk to your lover. But like I said, talk to yourself. It's always me time. You gotta go. Even if you gotta go away somewhere and just think to yourself, get a pen, a piece of paper. Like, look, man, this is what she do that's good. This is what she do that's bad. Like Janet Jackson said, you know what I'm saying?
That's
what she do. That's good. That's what she do is bad. And if that bad outweighs that good, you know what time it is. I ain't got to tell you. You know what it do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to tell you.
That's
I ain't
true.
Gonna what it do. But you know what it do, right?
Right.
All right. Look, don't go nowhere. I got a couple more callers. If you still want to talk to me or talk to Joy, whatever, we still got a couple more minutes, so we're going to come back, all right?
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and get the rest of the callers. And thank you for talking to us, okay?
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going down to area code 919-806. Talk to me.
Hi.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good. What you laughing at, girl? What's so funny?
Oh, no, I'm on Twitter.
All right.
People are hearing me now.
Okay. So talk to us. Let us know what you think.
this whole little topic situation, I've been listening. I just decided to tune in today and whatnot. And I have a problem with being committed in relationships. I don't know why, but I just have a problem.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm in a relationship now. I'm still in a relationship and whatnot. But I just can't be committed. I have to be with somebody else for some reason. Like, I guess it's because I love having sex, so I gotta have like more than just one pussy. So,
Do you want to be in a, do you want to be committed, or just that's just something that you like to do?
I want to be committed. It's just hard for me to do it.
Okay, I think I know your problem. Are you AZ? You a third?
I'm a film.
You a film? What? I knew it. I had to ask first. I didn't want to assume anything. But I think I know your problem. I think I do. It's everybody's problem, especially when it is what it is, It could be that you haven't found that one yet that has really gave you a mental orgasm.
Exactly.
Instead of giving you a physical orgasm.
I've never had one of those either.
Yeah, you haven't had any, that mind orgasm is the key to locking it down. You know what I'm saying?
And you're having fun right now, but it's gonna come a time. It might not come now. It might not come in the next 5 years. But
somebody's gonna lock that down because that's just how women are. We have feelings, but whether or not you say you have them now or not, you have feelings, and somebody's gonna lock that up. Somebody's gonna say, "Hey, look."
Yeah, somebody gonna turn that ass right out. How old are you, sweetheart?
Well, man, 17.
Oh, my Lord. That's why. I knew you was young. Oh, my goodness.
She a baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Right. She a baby. Oh.
I'm up here talking all nasty, girl. I'm sorry.
Look, no, don't even do that.
But yeah, you know, you still young. You still got a lot to grow. You still got a lot to
learn.
Achieve. You got a lot to learn. So what I will tell you is, dude, please, as a 17-year-old, you know, you're young and you're very vulnerable. Don't beat me up for saying that, but it's true. I need you to at least, you know, if you are gonna be out there doing what you're doing, can you please get tested? You know, keep. Go to the clinic and get tested just because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, keep it safe. I do that now.
Well, you need to keep
doing
that.
I don't think about that. I love my little vagina over here.
Okay.
I'm glad you're on board with that, because that's definitely something very, very, very important to do. You know what I'm saying? I want to challenge you for a minute, right? I'm not saying that, you know, you got to keep going on or whatever, but I'm asking you, can you slow down just a little bit? And, like, give people a chance to get to know who you are and, like, really sit back and give yourself to somebody, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying you got to be in a committed relationship, but, you know, you don't want to keep going back and forth, because that's not healthy. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not telling you what to do. But I'm just giving you a little bit of...
I hear you.
I'm giving you a little
advice. Yeah. Just, like, learn what you want. Learn, like, what makes you happy. So that way you can look for somebody that you can, you know, talk to them, and it's an interesting conversion right off the top. You know what I'm saying? It's some mental stimulation. They can keep your attention first. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Casey's saying with the mental. You know what I mean? It's really good when you have a mental connection, because everything else just, it connects. So when you are being intimate or whatever, you know, you reach where you need to get. Once it's a a mental connection. Because if you're just doing this physical thing and, like, you're young, like, you know, you're just trying to get your nut and call it a day. But get a mental connection. Take your time and get to know them. See what, you know, qualities or characteristics that y'all share. Or, you know, just take your time and get to know them. And just from doing that, you know, that'll cause mental connection. Because you have to think, you have to get to know this person and not just, you know, jump straight into bed. Because that's not what it's all about. I guarantee
right.
when you get that mental connection and you have some sex, bomb. Okay, that's all I got to say. Bomb. And you call that when you, you know, take your little break and just, you know, get to know somebody and see how it feels and see what's different from what you're doing now. You feel me?
Okay.
All right. We ain't trying to parent you, baby, but we just trying to give you a little bit of advice. You feel what I'm saying? Like, your life is too precious, mm-hmm. and you don't want to give your life to the wrong person. You get me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, definitely continue doing what you're doing because you are doing a remarkable job by going to get checked out. That is definitely a good thing. As a female in general, all I'm going to ask you is one thing. I've you know, get you some dental dam because, you know, women are, girl, I'm going to tell you, get some dental dam because you don't want to get caught up on the wrong thing. You feel what I'm saying? Then your life be messed up for the rest of your life. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Right, so just do Casey a favor. Be safe. Take it easy. And try to work on getting to know people before you give yourself to people because you are very precious. You are a beautiful young lady, and you are worth more than just what you're giving up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. And you 17, you a baby. Like, you need to, you know, make work for it. Like, let them know, like, it's not, you're not just about to get me in bed. They'll respect you more. They'll look at it like, oh, okay, you know, she's not like every other female. I really have to get to know her. And, you know, that'll let you know if they're interested. Now, if you just looking for the sex, I mean, still just try to get a connection with one person. And strange because we go be safe about everything you do and go from there. But just try to get a mental connection. And, you know, I mean, it'll fall all into place.
Little mental connection. Don't let these little knucklehead little peanut girls get you, girl. You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't let these little peanut girls get you. They don't need to get them good as they let them get to know your man and show them a different side of you. Okay?
All right.
All right. Well,
thank you for calling, guys.
You are so welcome. I want you to save this number in your phone, okay? And I want you to call back every day. I mean, you got to call every day, but it's called, you know, 11 o'clock every night, Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be some topics that can really help you. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, you can talk to us anytime if you need advice or whatever. She's on radio mm-hmm. here for you, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you.
Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Aww.
Little baby.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm going on area code 202.
621,
talk to us.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, y'all.
Hey,
hey, young. I don't want to sound negative or whatever the case is, but I don't think it's no problem with open relationships. Just not put a label on it, you know? Have fun. You get what I'm saying?
Well, look. Okay, you say you don't see nothing wrong with a relationship. You know, and it's honestly, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? But why not be single?
Right.
Why not just do you? You know what
I mean? That's why I just say kind of like, let's not put a label on it.
Yeah.
Just have fun, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I was saying because I ain't want to sound, you know, like the negative one because I've been listening, but I don't feel as though, you know, it's a problem, to be honest. And then the threesome thing, I never did one personally, but I don't think I have a problem with two females. I mean, it's two females, man. No.
We all got that little fantasy about them two sexy things in the bed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all got that. But look, if you do it, all I'm saying, whatever thing you do, whether you cheat, whether you get in an open relationship, whether you get in a threesome, just be careful. Just be safe. Wrap it up.
Of course.
ain't knocking nobody for what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we all live different lives. We all same. But, you know, whatever you do, just be careful. You know, because it might be some bath salt in that stuff. You don't want bath salt spraying at you in while you have a sex. You know what I'm saying? So,
I ain't saying, you know what I'm saying, just go out here, just randomly open your legs. I mean, of course you could get to know this person, but at the end of the day, y'all could come to some type of understanding. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
But what is she out? Okay, what is that person out? You got this open relationship with this woman. She, okay, you give her permission to have sex with other woman, because that's what an open relationship is. You know, you have a sex with this chick. She got upset with this chick, 'cause she come back, right? But this person that she's going to, you safe, right?
Okay.
You safe, but you know.
I knew this
she
was going to
get
day.
Herpes or something on her hand, 'cause you know you can get herpes on your hand.
I know.
She happened to get herpes on your hand, and then she come putting it inside of you. So
I mean, I ain't dumb enough to not look at the bra, you know.
I know that's
kind of crazy. I mean. I got eyes. You're supposed to see. You know what I'm saying? Your eyes are meant to be, you know what I'm saying, to see things. And then on top of that, Mo, I live in D.C., so you know I ain't smashing unless you got papers. So,
that's right.
It is what it is. I'm safe. Don't worry. I just want to make sure you're safe. We could be safe together, you know, and we could have fun together. It is what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all that is.
At least we know you're safe.
And that cheating thing, you know what I'm saying, on top of that, I've been cheated on. I've been fucked. I don't know if I can curse, you know, but I've been played with and all that other type stuff. So relationships is not what I prefer right now. So me having fun is me having fun right now. So
You're single, so ain't no wrong with that.
I'm just saying, be safe, whatever you do.
You can do whatever you want to do. I support you.
Okay, well, thank you. That was all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you for calling in. You have a nice day.
All right.
All right, we're going to go down. We got one more caller. Area code 804-562. Talk to us.
Oh, I feel so special.
We're going to say the best of life. Say the best of life.
How y'all doing? Well, for the open relationship thing, just I mean, anybody do what they want to do, but just keep in mind, it's this new disease out called the blue waffle.
What?
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if y'all heard about that, but Google it.
Oh, God. It's a little
okay? You just Google it. That's all I'm going to say as far as that's concerned. So,
the blue waffle?
It's called the blue waffle. And I got a cousin that's in the penitentiary that called home and made us aware that it, that they heard about it. So that's what made me look into it, and it's just crazy.
It's gross. Like,
so,
the blue waffle.
That's what it's called, the blue waffle.
No, y'all ladies, whatever you do, keep your hands closed and put saran wrap if you don't have duct tape or something. You don't want the bath salt or the blue waffle. Don't get that. They don't go good together. Bath salt and blue waffle. That sounds like it's going to be contagious and crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, me laugh. What you say? The blue waffle. Let me Google this right now.
And then not to mention when you put yourself in that situation to, you know, say you in an open relationship. You can't never really expect too much. You kind of belittling yourself because you can't expect too much from it. What if you catch feelings? Then, you know, you can't never really expect that person to be faithful to you because, you know, already put it on the table that we open, we can do what we want to do. So they already getting what they want, so why change now? That's the way they're going to look at it. So I wouldn't even put myself in that situation. If you want to be single and have fun and do what you do, then do that. But don't put no label on that. That's the way I feel. That's my opinion.
Oh, my stomach hurts thinking about that blue waffle.
Go look
well,
at
y'all
it.
Y'all know I'm Googling it right now.
If you look
at
it, I'm pretty sure it'll make your stomach hurt worse than
been an awesome co-host. You gotta do this again sometime.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I feel so, like, honored.
Well, you are honored. You're awesome. I really appreciate you talking to the guests and giving a positive impact.
Yeah. I wish Pretty P called in right about now. Get her perspective.
I'm about to see, look, you teasing the people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, before we go, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know that tomorrow's show, there is no guest, but we will, tomorrow's show, there will be no guest, but we will be talking about some pretty interesting conversation. Friday, we will have Exotic Entertainer, X-Rated from V-More. Monday show, we will have the lovely, lovely, lovely Pretty Piece. So go ahead and share this with all your friends. The Pretty Piece will be in the building. We'll be talking to all her fans. And yes, it's going to be an awesome show. Hold on, I'm not finished. Tuesday, we're going to have King Chaos.
Oh, Lord.
She's going to talk about her fans. So, again, tweet that, share that. Even if you got to get in your bullhorn and scream that, you know what I'm saying? Tell all your friends. Wednesday is a very special show as well because I don't know if any of you ladies look at the web series Between Women. But we will have the cast of Between Women on here on Wednesday. So, and they will talk to their fans as well. But until then, I want to thank everybody for hitting up She's on Radio. There's a website that you can go on, ladies, where you can meet and greet other lesbians. It's called She's On. You can go to www.sheson.org if you want to support, donate. To She's On Radio, help us get to the XM Radio satellite. You can go to www.sbcradio.biz. And it's always a pleasure. I'm your host, KC. I love you all. Stay tuned. If you got a question, you want to know anything, you want to talk about anything, advice, whatever, you can always call She's On Radio and we'll give you the perfect advice as well as the fans. So, thank y'all again for checking out She's On Radio. I love y'all, and I will be leaving you with a co-ed song again since you ladies loved it so much. Y'all have a good night.
I love the way you say, I love the way you say.
Free. Hello.
Show me what you like.
Yeah.
Tell me what you
hey, how you doing?